the greatest.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the best boxer in the world. I'm making this radio. Look, I would fucking kill Mayweather. I beat Deontay Wilder. I'm 131-0. My next fight's in May. You know, I remember that clown. He had some fake fight in May, and he was like, Mayday, hey, Mayday? It's going to be Z-Day, motherfucker. Charlie Z is the best ever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like some of these delusional haters, they put out my radios. Hey, Floyd, if you're listening to this, hey, I know you saw me beat the shit out of your dad, and I definitely know that you saw me smash Deontay Wilder. Yeah, in the rematch, we boxed two times on the same day. In the rematch, I hit Wilder. I bombed on him in the body with two vicious shots. He caught me with a lucky-ass fucking shot. It did not hurt me. If he hit you like that, you'd be fucking dead. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but the thing is, he got disqualified. So, like, on a technicality, I beat Wilder, and I physically got the better of Wilder. Deontay Wilder got what? You're 5'8". He's like a foot taller than you, son. And he's 230. You're fucking what? 130? 140? Whatever. What are you? 145? 147? The motherfucker has almost 100 pounds on you, and he's literally like a foot taller than you. And I beat him with one punch. And you're calling yourself the best ever? Dude, you get help. And I mean, you live in Vegas? Go to some Vegas psychiatrist and get help. I don't care. Dude, it doesn't matter. This motherfucker's saying he's rich. Who gives a fuck how rich you are, man? He always talks about, like, money, cars. What the fuck does that have to do with boxing, man? You want to brag about your items? Hey, like the shit you have? Did you see my wife? My wife's a model, Ukrainian, supermodel. My wife Daria, man. You stupid motherfucker, man. I should have knocked this son of a bitch out when I seen him at the Beverly Center, man. We were face to face. Like, I was a kid, you know, they were selling me short, man. Dude, I would have beat the shit out of Mayweather at that time. Now it's just like it's a no-brainer that I would knock Mayweather out. One punch. Look, the Marine that I knocked out cold, the same shit would happen to Floyd. But here's the thing, man. These Marines, these martial artists, these under-the-radar guys like Quentin, like that heavyweight boxer Quentin, this guy would kill Mayweather, you know what I mean? It's just unbelievable how these fucking frauds get hyped. No, a lot of people don't know who the fuck Wilder is, though. Seriously. I made Wilder. He's going to be most known. Oh, that's the guy that got smashed by Zelenoff, and then he tried to cheap shot him in the second fight and then lost that one, too, by DQ. Oh, that guy? Oh, that skinny-ass, tall, black guy? Oh, Charlie Z destroyed him. Yeah, that's what normal boxing fans are going to remember Wilder for. Those delusional fucks that say that Wilder knocked me out, you people are fucking sick in the head. But, yeah, like, I seriously do not fight 147 pounders. I do not fight 154 pounders. I fight 254 pounders. I fight, you know, the Marine, 270 pounds. Derek, 300 pounds. I fight huge heavyweights, and there's still no match for me. You understand? I'm truly the greatest of all time. If Floyd Mayweather really believed that he was the best ever, he doesn't believe in his own lies. He's saying that shit. You know, come on. If he really does, then he's seriously sick in the head. Okay, it's one thing to say, all right, you know, I'm an all right fighter, you know, maybe I'm like the top guy in my weight class, but dude, you're calling yourself the best ever? Motherfucker, I'm 131-0, and I'd be like close to 60 heavyweights, and you have not even fought anybody heavier than you. You fucking clown. What are you, like 2 pounds heavier than Pacquiao? Motherfucker, fight somebody 300 pounds, 250 pounds, outbox. I'm not even asking you to knock them out. Just outbox them. You can't do that because once they hit you, your little body, your little 147-pound body is going to hit the canvas. You don't have the iron chin that Charlie Zelenoff has. You don't have the speed, the power. See, his style is Floyd. He wants you to come at him and attack him, and he wants to, you know, like, wait for you to guess out. He wants to, you know, move and shit, make you miss, all this bullshit. Okay, but the people that come at him, they're not nearly as skilled as me. Do you understand? That if I was to get in a ring with Mayweather and if I was to rush him, I would fucking hurt him. He pads his record. He picks his fights. He's a fraud. I really want to knock him out. Like, brutally, just put an end to this fucking joker. You know what I'm saying? This fucking clown's, I mean, nothing's wrong with basketball. I like basketball, yeah, but I don't even have time to watch basketball because I'm always boxing. But what does this guy do? He sits at basketball games 24/7, fucking watches basketball games and talks about his boxing. Dude, but you know, you're talking about your boxing, but when are you boxing? You never box. What, one time a year, motherfucker? You're kind of boxing. You're not a boxer. You're fake. Fucking mock. Mocking the art of Charlie Z, motherfucker. One second, my wife. Yeah, if you want to brag about cars, motherfucker, look how beautiful and sexy my wife is, man. She would never go, she would never ever go, listen, she loves one man, and that's Charlie Zelenoff, alright? No matter how much money another motherfucker would have, believe me, my other motherfuckers on fucking expensive cars, Mercedes, BMW, all this shit, they try to get with my wife. She rejected all the motherfuckers and told them that she loves Charlie Z, the champ, the GOAT. 131-0. Mayweather's 49-0. I think it's all staged. I think he paid off all his opponents. But let's just throw out a hypothetical. Even if he didn't, even if he actually beat all these bums, dude, he's still a clown and he's still... I mean, come on. 131 wins or 49 wins? What's more impressive? Yeah, I mean, what the fuck? Okay, but I beat Deontay Wilder. I saw a picture of him standing next to Deontay Wilder. He looks like a fucking little kid compared to him. Like, literally, he looks like his little son or some shit, man. I'm not joking, man. It's like fucking... This guy would never get in the ring with Deontay Wilder. I got in the ring with Deontay Wilder. I punched him to the other side of the fucking ring, man. What the fuck? I'm the greatest of all time, man. See, that's why he always talks about this. What the fuck is this Adrian Braun or bullshit? Dude, you motherfuckers are homeboys, man. You motherfuckers ain't fighting. And even if you do fight, it's going to be a sparring match. It's going to be a glorified sparring, man. Clinch, hug. It's already you staged for Mayweather to... It's not a win. It's a fake fight. It's you know, staged for Mayweather to quote-unquote win. It's all bullshit. That's the thing. That's why he does not want to... See, his daddy got in the ring with me. His daddy got knocked out. When Mayweather saw that, he does not want to get in the ring with me because he knows that I would never, ever take a dive for no... Dude, you can give me $1 billion. If Mayweather offered me $1 billion, you know, because he bribes all his opponents. If he doesn't have $1 billion, okay, fine. If he offered me $100 million, I said, all right, Charlie Z, here you go. You take a dive and you let me beat you. I would not take the money and I would knock his ass out. There you go. Real champion. Yep. Hey, we all need money, you know. I mean, I got money, you know what I'm saying, support my wife, support myself, but when it comes to boxing, when it comes to fighting, pride over money, motherfucker. Charlie Zelenoff the best. Yeah, because all that mainstream shit, it's not real. It's not real fighting. I've seen this clown Mayweather. I've seen him, his fucking retarded dad with the TMT hat was there. He was sparring with headgear, some clown. I mean, dude, I mean, it's like, This guy, literally, I did see Spatafore is a fucking skinny, weak drug addict, man. If I punched Paul Spatafore one time, dude, that motherfucker could have a fucking motorcycle helmet on, let alone a boxing headgear, man. He could have a motorcycle helmet on. I'll knock his ass out with 10% of my power. I punched Deontay Wilder, man. This motherfucker flew away. You kidding me? Water would kill Mayweather and Spatafore, man. Hold on. My wife texted me. Yeah, I mean, look, this motherfucker. And, you know, he should be calling me out. I shouldn't be. I'm the best. I'm the man to beat. But the thing is, I really want to knock this motherfucker out, even though it'd be a huge step back. I'd beat Deontay Wilder, I'd beat Derek Dijon, I'd beat Gilles Zavala, I'd beat, let him fight Gilles Zavala. Gilles Zavala is a mainstream MMA, UFC fighter, whatever. He was on TV, he knocked guys out. He's a huge motherfucker, 220 pounds. I thought he was 260, his boy said, but he told, yeah. I found out his real weight. He looks a lot bigger than 220. Gilles Zavala is 220. Let me with a fight Gilles Zavala, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to earn to fight me. You're a joke, dude. You're 5'8". I beat a motherfucker who's 6'8". I got to earn to fight you? Who the fuck are you? You're nobody. In the real fight game, you're nobody, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. That's why I titled the radio, Floyd Mayweather Jr. is delusional. I would hurt that guy. I would fucking destroy him. I would beat him so bad he would never, ever pretend to box ever again. I gotta cut the radio so my wife wants to talk to me. But, yeah, man. I mean, saw the last fight, two-piece against that 200-pound black belt martial artist. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. I go to gyms, man. I challenge myself, and I challenge real fighters. I challenge real fighters. You know how I challenge myself? By challenging real fighters. Everybody. Go to real gyms. I challenge heavyweights. Some guys may be under 200, because that's, you know what, you know, like sometimes I may put a video of me beating a guy who was like 180, 190. That's when all the heavyweights back out. That's when I would have got no choice. It's better to beat a fucking cruiserweight than fighting nobody, right? One cruiserweight, Mario, that motherfucker, he would knock Mayweather Jr. the fuck out. See, under the radar. Ain't, nobody's ever heard of him until he got knocked out by me. I knocked him out with a jab. You know what I'm saying? But the motherfucker was coming at me, throwing everything at me, haymakers. You know what I'm saying? Let Mayweather fight a guy who's a lot bigger than him and who's going to come at him and throw some real shit at him. Not this bullshit where these fucking, where they put these little guys and they play patty cake with them. No, no. None of that shit. If he's a real fighter, let him get in the ring with Charlie Zelenoff, you saw what I did to Jordan Holloway? Hey, Jordan Holloway would hurt Mayweather. That motherfucker was a former heavyweight. He used to weigh 215. He dropped some weight. Undefeated MMA fighter. That guy would hurt Floyd, man. He looks like Lytle Rose, except he's a lot bigger than Lytle Rose. He would fucking kill Lytle Rose, man. Lytle Rose is a fucking joke. Yeah. Yeah, I want to knock his bitch ass out too, but he's too small. He would never get in the ring with me. He saw me beat Wilder. All these motherfuckers saw me beat Wilder, man. None of them was. When they saw me in the ring with Wilder, they're like, before any punches were thrown, when they saw me in the ring with Wilder, I bet all their minds were like, oh, fuck that, I ain't fighting him. You know what I'm saying? And if you bitches are listening to this radio, you know I'm speaking the fucking truth. You may never admit it, but you know deep in your fake hearts that I'm speaking the fucking truth. You fucking clowns, man. Charlie Zelenoff is the greatest of all time. 131 wins, 0 losses, motherfucker. Floyd Mayweather Jr., what the fuck is this TMT bullshit, man? TMT, man, what the fuck? This guy's a clown. I've seen his bag work. I mean, literally, no power, no overrated speed. I saw Zab Judah fucking drop his ass, man. What the fuck is that, man? You kidding me? Oh, I knocked out fucking heavyweights, cold, bare knuckle. I'm married. I don't bare knuckle anymore. I'm saying when I used to bare knuckle, I went up against fucking Teardrop, Murderer, put him out, one punch. You know what Teardrop would do to fucking Mayweather? He'd fucking kill that motherfucker. Beat motherfuckers of MMA, cruiserweight, fucked him up so bad the motherfucker tried to stab me. Yeah, man. You want to talk about real tough life, man? I've been through it, man. I've seen the dark side, motherfucker. Floyd Mayweather, you guys a joke, man. Fucking clown. Yeah, my wife, she's in love with me. I'm telling her, baby, hold on, I'm on the radio. Okay. But yeah. Oh, I have Deontay Wilder's address. But I'm not going to go to his house, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm the greatest boxer ever. I'm a champion. I'm not a hypocrite. You know what I mean? I'm the best. I'm number one. I'm not. No, because you know how I said that it's not right to, you know, send people to my house. I'm not going to go to. But see, I'm a champion, though. You know what I mean? If I was to go to Wilder's house, it's, you know, yeah. I'm a boxer. I'm a real boxer. I actually fuck people up for real. It's on video. These trolls that have no fighting experience, no training, they're just trying to get me arrested. They'd be like, fuck it, I'll take a punch from Charlie Z, whatever, I'll get knocked out by Charlie Z, and then at least he'll go to jail, and we can, you know, get our revenge somehow on him. You know, that these guys are crazy. But I'm not going to go to Wilder's house. And, you know, I got his address, yeah. Well, I know his gym. You heard his boy give me his gym address. And, I mean, I beat him in the ring. How do you think I got a hold of him? You know, I mean, we called each other. We met up in the ring. But I found Wilder's address, and, you know, like I said, I'm married. The fuck would I go to Alabama and, you know, street fight him and beat his ass in a street fight, get arrested in a different state? No, it's not worth it, man. But I'm just saying, I have his address, so. Motherfucker better watch his mouth, you know, but, He doesn't want a rematch, man. Deontay felt that power, and he'd rather fight the Povetkins, the Klitschkos, the, you know, David Hayes, the whatever, the David Gays, the whoever the fuck in that fake heavyweight division, the Shannon Briggs, whatever. Charlie Zelenoff, lightning speed. I'm a fucking powerhouse, baby. The best ever. Yeah, but I proved it. I beat heavyweights. And I don't weigh that much more than Mayweather. Hey, I can make 154 because there's no weight classes in the underground. I beat guys that are 270, 260. Okay, if I'm beating people 100 pounds heavier than me, 110 pounds heavier than me, there's obviously no weight classes, but I'm demolishing these guys. He fights people that are his. Okay, hey, listen, if he wants to go by his bullshit terms, check this out. Floyd Jr. Because they put my radio out, these delusional breezeback, whatever the fuck, this moron puts my radio out sometimes. Floyd, listen up. First of all, I beat Deontay Wilder. You have never even fought him, okay? Therefore, I'm the champ. Really, it should be my terms, motherfucker. But you know what? Since you're such a fucking pussy and a bitch and a coward, I'll go by your terms. All right. We fight in Las Vegas in your gym, in your hometown. Your gym, Mayweather gym, your gym, right? And 8 ounce gloves, 8 ounce gloves. How about this? You were eights, I were tens. I'll take any blood test to prove that my 131-0, all natural, no steroids, all natural, motherfucker, the greatest of all time. You're getting put to sleep. That's it. No excuses. I guarantee the son of a bitch backs out. I guarantee it.